believe it? Can you realize that we, that all of us, have actually begun the exploration of another world? Come with us. We are going to the moon. You will be taken along with the astronauts as they explore the unknown, share the thrill of discovery, and expand our understanding of the universe.
The moon is due to have visitors from another planet.
Through the window of the command module, the Earth gently slipped away. Next stop, the moon.
There it is.
Beautiful.
The treasure of the ages.
There it is.
And the moon, and the moon.
The lunar age has begun.
Take a second to honestly observe the following picture, and tell me what this looks like to you. If you said a bunch of cardboard, construction paper, curtain rods, gold tape, and foil, you would be correct. If instead you said the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's highest technological achievement, incapable of being reproduced today, the Apollo 11 lunar lander, then you would also be correct. Most unbiased viewers would assume your average high school art class could construct this contraption without much struggle. But official NASA spokesman and astronaut Don Pettit assures us that actually, this 1969 technology is so advanced that even with their multi-billion dollar yearly budget, they cannot for the life of them recreate it now.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again.
Why on Earth would NASA destroy the original Apollo lunar landers? The historic first crafts that landed men on the moon? The supposed most incredible achievements of mankind? And they irreparably destroyed them so that they could not be replicated even after 50 years? Could it be because they didn't want future generations able to visit museums and see these laughable 1960s attempts at high-tech-looking space vehicles? And what other 1960s technology is so advanced and expensive that it cannot be recreated easily and far better now than way back then? Let's take a closer look at this 1960s spaceship and see what else we can notice. For example, look at the paneling here, on the side of the craft. If someone sheetrocked your house looking like this, you would be entitled to a full refund. Yet, with supposedly the best engineers and scientists in the world on the job, this is the kind of craftsmanship NASA provides? Look at the flimsy, haphazard, and careless construction materials and methods used. Look at the buckling, warping, and indentations showing how thin the paneling is. What is this thing? A Twinkie? No, I'm sure it's some super important and necessary high-tech device. Here, there are press stubs. And here also has press stubs. But here, and here, they must have run out, so they used gold foil instead. And then over here, they must have run out of gold foil because they didn't bother with either. Look over here, at the evenly spaced lines of gold foil going down the legs, until you get to this point, where there is three lines right close together. It must be important because it's the connection point to the other crossbars, right? Let's look at another leg. Oh, nope. On this one, they are all evenly spaced the whole way down. No three lines near the crossbar. Apollo 11 mission controller Harold Lodin was quoted saying, "The skin on the crew cabin was very thin, and that was all done because of weight saving. If you really took your finger and poked hard at it, you could poke right through the outer skin of the spacecraft. It was about the thickness of two layers of aluminum foil." Project manager Thomas Kelly concurred, noting that the skin, the aluminum alloy skin of the crew compartment, was about 12 1,000ths of an inch thick, equivalent to about three layers of Reynolds wrap that you would use in the kitchen. Apollo astronaut Jim Lovell said, "Whenever I saw a model of the lunar module, it had these rigid sides and looked really strong. Turns out that external portions of the lunar module are actually made up of mylar and cellophane, and it's put together with scotch tape and staples. We had to have pads on the floor, because if you dropped a screwdriver, it would go through the floor." Apollo astronaut Gus Grissom even famously hung a lemon on the lunar lander just weeks before the mission started. The dictionary describes lemon being a word used to describe things, especially automobiles, regarded as unsatisfactory, disappointing, or feeble. The lunar lander was never even once tested on Earth, landing here from any altitude before supposedly going and successfully landing on the moon. There, this pathetic cardboard and tinfoil construction allegedly fell from lunar orbit at 4,000 miles per hour, then used retro thrusters to slow it down and safely landed without a hitch on the lunar surface. When the astronauts did practice in other training vehicles, 3 out of 5 of them crashed, and you can see here how difficult they were to control, even in broad daylight, on Earth, in optimal conditions. The idea that the actual lunar lander was never once tested on Earth, but then made a perfect landing on the moon, is one small step for lying Freemasons, and one giant leap for brainwashed mankind. This is a 7,500-pound thruster. Look how powerful this is, how big, how much dust it kicks up, and the light it creates. The lunar lander's thruster was even bigger, at 10,000 pounds, and somehow didn't kick up any dust, left no blast crater under the craft, and not a grain of sand on the landing pads, as if it was gently placed down by a crane in a studio. Here we see the lunar lander redocking with the command module. This is clearly fake and made with props, models, and footage similar to the Hollywood creations of the day, such as Stanley Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey, created in 1968, the year before the first supposed moon landing. Look at the jerky, unrealistic motions and lack of thrusters being used. The craft is just being turned like a Rubik's Cube somehow, all of this supposedly happening as they both orbit the moon at 4,000 miles per hour. Since many people can't believe this is genuine footage, let me assure you, this is actual, official NASA footage of the Apollo 11 redocking. And this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to moon landing hoax evidence.
And we haven't seen to the bottom. I think we'll get a chance to look further down. Dave.
I told him you were. Up. Okay. We see that one went all the way in.
Not quite.
Walking on the moon. We could be together. Walking on a merry-go-round with all the fun of the fair. One day I'm feeling down on the ground, then I'm up in the air. Are you leading me on? Tomorrow will you be gone? I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night magic seem to whisper and hush, yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
The Lunokhod 1 made history as the first remote-controlled robot rover to roam freely across the moon's surface. Also known as Moonwalker 1 Device 8EL No. 203, this robotic lunar rover was developed as part of the Lunokhod program, whose initial goal was to support the Soviet human moon missions. Lunokhod 1 arrived at the moon aboard the Luna 17 spacecraft in November of 1970. Its innovative technology recovered valuable scientific material and information related to the moon's soil. The rover sent over 20,000 images and 200 high-fidelity panoramas back to Moscow. Designed originally with a lifespan of 3 lunar days, the equivalent of 90 days on Earth, it withstood an astonishing career of 11 lunar days, almost an entire Earth year. Lunokhod 1 traveled 11 kilometers across the moon's rocky surface under a simultaneous 5-man control team. On September 14, 1971, on the anniversary of Sputnik 1, contact was abruptly lost with the vehicle. Failed attempts to reach it forced the Russians to abandon it.
Каждый день одни и те же лица я встречаю, угасая. Люди гонятся за мнимым счастьем, убегая, умирая. Слез полны глаза, но в глубине их нет эмоций, видеть больно. Спрячусь снова, скрыть печаль желаю. Наше завтра иллюзорно. Я назвал бы все забавным, но лишь печаль одна. И сны, где умираю, счастьем называю я. Так сложно рассказать все, так сложно объяснить. Безумный мир заставил нас по кругу снова ходить. Ждет ребенок каждый дня рождения и желаний исполнения. И казалось мне, ребенок должен молча слушать наставления. В школу я пришел, переживая, ведь не знают, все пугает. Добрый день, учитель, где же сесть мне, но меня нет.
No other vehicle landed on the moon's surface. It wasn't until 2013 that another robot explored the moon's surface, when the Chinese space program sent Chang'e 3 and its rover U2. Although the lander U2 could not move after its second lunar night, it remained operational for 31 months, surpassing the 11-month record previously held by the Soviet Lunokhod 2.
Well, let's talk about this, because this is fascinating. I remember very clearly, I think anybody who was alive at the time does, I remember my parents waking me up, and we went down and we watched you guys land on the moon.
No,
which
you didn't.
Was,
no, you didn't.
What?
Because there wasn't any television. There wasn't anybody taking a picture. You watched animation. See, you associated what you saw with...
I have very hazy memories.
Yeah, I know.
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen.
At some point in the future, we're going to look back and say, how did we do it without space? The vice president will serve as the council's chair. The privatization of certain aspects is going to be very, is going to play a very crucial role, don't you think? They are truly into it. I will say that's not easy because everybody wants to be on this board. People that you wouldn't have believed loved what we're doing so much. They want to be some of the most successful people in the world want to be on this board. The human soul yearns for discovery. By unlocking the mysteries of the universe, we unlock truths within ourselves. That's true. Our journey into space will not only make us stronger and more prosperous, but will unite us behind grand ambitions and bring us all closer together. Wouldn't that be nice? Can you believe that space is going to do that?
Where's the gentleman raising his hand?
What was the scariest moment of the journey?
Scariest? It didn't happen. It could have been scary. Should have been.
Pan tam był. Czy Ziemia rzeczywiście jest kulą zawieszoną w kosmosie?
Jest płaska. Tak jak oczekują. Nie spodziewałem się co prawda tego pytania, ale zapewniam pana, że jest płaska.
Generał Mirosław Hermaszewski, jak dotąd pierwszy i ostatni Polak, który odbył lot orbitalny. Dziękuję serdecznie za rozmowę.
Dzięki. Dziękuję. Kłaniam się.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.